Autonomic Applications of Biofeedback, a Clinical Journey. Introduction to Autonomic Biofeedback. The autonomic nervous system, ANS, has traditionally been viewed as beyond conscious control, comprising a collection of automatic processes that govern our internal environment. However, decades of research have revolutionized this understanding, demonstrating remarkable plasticity in autonomic function through the use of biofeedback interventions. Biofeedback-assisted relaxation training, BARD, represents a sophisticated integration of multiple physiological measurements with systematic relaxation techniques, offering new hope for conditions previously considered intractable. BART typically combines several key modalities, electromyography, EMG, to measure muscle tension, heart rate variability, HRV, to assess autonomic balance, skin electrical activity, to track sympathetic arousal, and temperature monitoring, to measure peripheral blood flow. This multimodal approach provides a comprehensive window into autonomic function, allowing practitioners to develop targeted interventions for specific conditions. Joint disorders, the body's hidden battle. Understanding the challenge. Imagine waking up every morning to joints so stiff and painful that simple tasks like turning a doorknob or buttoning a shirt become monumental challenges. This is the daily reality for millions living with joint disorders. These conditions represent a spectrum of dysfunction, from the gradual wear and tear of osteoarthritis, OA, to the systematic immune assault of rheumatoid arthritis, RA. In osteoarthritis, the body's articular cartilage, the smooth, shock-absorbing surface that allows joints to move freely, gradually deteriorates. Think of it as the protective coating on your car's brake pads wearing away over time. Each movement creates microscopic damage, and eventually, the underlying bone becomes exposed, leading to pain, stiffness, and decreased mobility. The process typically accelerates in weight-bearing joints like knees and hips, particularly in individuals carrying excess weight or those with a history of joint trauma. Rheumatoid arthritis tells a dramatically different story. Here, the immune system launches a misguided attack against the synovial membrane, the specialized tissue that lines our joints. This creates a cascade of inflammation, leading to joint swelling, pain, and progressive destruction of both cartilage and bone. Unlike OA's local wear and tear, RA is a systemic disease that often affects multiple joints simultaneously and can impact other body systems. Demographics and risk factors. The epidemiology of joint disorders reveals interesting patterns. OA shows gender parity before age 50, after which women experience significantly higher rates of OA. This shift coincides with hormonal changes during menopause, suggesting a complex interplay between endocrine and joint health. Athletes face increased risk due to repetitive joint stress, while obesity creates a double threat, increasing mechanical stress on joints while also promoting systemic inflammation. RA affects approximately 1% of the U.S. population, with a striking gender disparity. Women are 3 times more likely to develop the condition than men. The typical onset occurs between ages 25 and 50, though juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, JRA, affects about 300,000 children under 16 in the United States. This early onset form can have particularly devastating effects on physical development and quality of life. Biofeedback protocols. The application of biofeedback to joint disorders involves sophisticated protocols targeting multiple physiological systems. Temperature biofeedback serves as a primary intervention, focusing on improving peripheral circulation and reducing inflammation. Practitioners typically begin with hand temperature training, teaching patients to increase blood flow to their extremities through guided visualization and relaxation techniques. A typical temperature training protocol might proceed as follows. Initial assessment phase. Baseline temperature measurements are taken at multiple sites, including affected joints and control locations. Patients learn to interpret temperature feedback displays and understand the relationship between mental state and peripheral temperature. Training progression. Sessions begin with simple awareness exercises, gradually advancing to active temperature control. Patients learn to generate warming sensations in affected joints through a combination of visualization techniques and passive attention. The protocol often incorporates autogenic phrases like, "My joints are warm and relaxed," to reinforce the mind-body connection. Integration phase. As patients develop temperature control skills, they learn to apply these techniques during daily activities and periods of joint stress. Home practice typically involves 15 to 20-minute sessions twice daily, with temperature monitoring through portable devices. Surface electromyography, SEMG, provides another crucial dimension to joint disorder treatment. SEMG feedback helps patients identify and reduce muscle guarding around affected joints, breaking the pain-tension cycle that often accompanies arthritis. Protocols typically include muscle tension awareness training. Patients learn to recognize subtle changes in muscle activation patterns around affected joints. Progressive relaxation sequences. Guided exercises help develop fine-grained control over muscle tension, particularly in muscle groups that tend to guard painful joints. Functional integration. Patients practice maintaining optimal muscle tension during everyday movements, reducing unnecessary strain on affected joints. Research evidence and clinical efficacy. The efficacy of biofeedback for joint disorders is supported by multiple lines of evidence. Temperature biofeedback studies have demonstrated significant effects on inflammatory markers, including reductions in pro-inflammatory cytokines, IL-6, IL-8, and prostaglandins. These changes correlate with meaningful improvements in joint pain and function. Clinical trials combining temperature and SEMG biofeedback with relaxation training have yielded impressive results. Patients typically experience a 30 to 40% reduction in joint pain intensity, accompanied by noticeable improvements in their range of motion. Blood tests revealed decreased levels of inflammatory markers, suggesting that the treatment affects not just symptoms, but underlying disease processes. Many patients find they can reduce their medication requirements while maintaining comfort and function. Perhaps most importantly, these interventions lead to substantial improvements in quality of life scores, helping patients return to activities they had previously abandoned due to pain and limited mobility. The durability of these improvements is particularly encouraging. Long-term follow-up studies indicate that patients who maintain regular practice of their biofeedback techniques continue to experience benefits months and even years after initial treatment. Success rates are highest when biofeedback is integrated into a comprehensive treatment approach. This integrated approach typically combines biofeedback with appropriate exercise routines, careful medication management, and targeted lifestyle modifications. The synergy between these different treatment modalities appears to enhance overall outcomes, suggesting that biofeedback serves as a valuable component of multimodal arthritis care. Research has also revealed interesting patterns in treatment response. Patients who develop strong temperature control abilities tend to show more rapid improvement in their symptoms. Additionally, those who successfully integrate SEMG techniques into their daily activities report better functional outcomes. These findings have helped shape current clinical protocols, emphasizing the importance of both regular practice and real-world application of biofeedback skills. Several mechanisms appear to underlie these clinical improvements. Temperature biofeedback may enhance microcirculation in affected joints, promoting the removal of inflammatory mediators and supporting tissue repair. SEMG training helps optimize muscle function around affected joints, reducing mechanical stress and improving movement patterns. The relaxation component of BART may also play a crucial role by moderating systemic inflammation through autonomic regulation. Meta-analyses of biofeedback interventions for joint disorders have consistently found moderate to large effect sizes for pain reduction and functional improvement. These effects appear particularly robust in studies with longer follow-up periods, suggesting that biofeedback skills, once learned, continue to provide benefits over time. The evidence is strongest for osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, though promising results have also been seen in other inflammatory joint conditions. Evidence-based efficacy. Temperature and surface electromyography biofeedback have demonstrated significant promise in treating joint disorders. The third edition of evidence-based practice in biofeedback and neurofeedback revealed particularly strong outcomes for temperature biofeedback. When combined with relaxation training, temperature biofeedback demonstrates level 4 efficacy for treating arthritic conditions. This rating is based on multiple controlled studies that demonstrate consistent improvements in inflammatory markers and pain levels. Preeclampsia, a critical challenge in maternal health. When a pregnancy reaches its 20th week, healthcare providers become particularly vigilant for signs of preeclampsia, a condition that transforms what should be a joyful time into a period of medical concern. This disorder manifests through a dangerous combination of elevated blood pressure and protein in the urine, creating risks for both mother and child. The global impact is staggering. Each year, preeclampsia claims over 70,000 maternal lives and leads to 500,000 fetal fatalities worldwide. In the United States, the condition reveals troubling health disparities. Black women face a 60% higher incidence rate compared to their white counterparts, and their risk of severe complications, including kidney damage and mortality, is significantly elevated. These statistics underscore the urgent need for effective, accessible interventions. Biofeedback approaches to preeclampsia management have evolved through careful clinical research and refinement. The foundation lies in biofeedback-assisted relaxation training, which integrates multiple physiological measurements to help women develop greater awareness and control of their body's stress responses. This approach typically begins with electrodermal feedback, measuring subtle changes in skin electrical activity that reflect autonomic arousal. Practitioners guide patients through progressive relaxation exercises while monitoring these changes, helping women recognize and moderate their stress responses. Heart rate variability biofeedback adds another dimension to treatment. By teaching women to optimize their breathing patterns and enhance vagal tone, this modality helps regulate blood pressure and reduce sympathetic nervous system activation. Temperature biofeedback completes the therapeutic triad, focusing on peripheral circulation and vascular tone. Together, these approaches create a comprehensive intervention strategy. A significant study by L. Kozery and colleagues revealed that women receiving biofeedback training showed a 40% reduction in preeclampsia-related complications compared to standard care alone. The intervention appeared particularly effective when initiated early in the second trimester, suggesting the importance of timely intervention. Follow-up data indicated that the skills learned through biofeedback training continued to benefit women in subsequent pregnancies, potentially reducing their risk of recurrent preeclampsia. Clinical protocols typically involve twice-weekly sessions during the critical period between 20 and 32 weeks gestation. Each session integrates multiple biofeedback modalities while teaching techniques for home practice. Women learn to recognize early signs of autonomic arousal and apply specific relaxation strategies to moderate their physiological responses. The approach emphasizes practical skills that can be applied during daily activities, helping women maintain better autonomic regulation throughout their pregnancy. Research evidence and clinical efficacy. The evidence supporting biofeedback for preeclampsia is particularly compelling. Three randomized controlled trials have demonstrated significant benefits, showing improvements across multiple clinical parameters. Women receiving biofeedback treatment require fewer hospitalizations, and when hospital stays are necessary, they tend to be shorter. Blood pressure measurements show meaningful improvement, with reductions in diastolic blood pressure, mean arterial pressure, and systolic blood pressure. Perhaps most importantly, many women can reduce their medication dosages while maintaining better blood pressure control. Current evidence strongly supports the use of biofeedback interventions for preeclampsia. Based on three RCTs, Fred Schaefer rated electrodermal and temperature BART as efficacious and specific for preeclampsia. Participants improved in hospitalization frequency and length, diastolic blood pressure, DBP, mean arterial pressure, MAP, systolic blood pressure, SBP, methyldopa dosage, and proteinuria. Functional abdominal pain. When normal sensations become extraordinary, imagine a sound system with its volume control stuck at maximum. This analogy helps us understand the experience of patients with functional abdominal pain. Their visceral pain receptors demonstrate heightened sensitivity, transforming normal digestive processes into sources of significant discomfort. This hypersensitivity extends beyond physical sensations to emotional stress, as the neural pathways processing visceral pain overlap significantly with those handling psychological stress. FAP affects up to 10% of children and 2% of adults, with a notable predominance in women. The chronic nature of this condition, persisting for 3 months or more, creates significant challenges for both patients and healthcare providers. Many patients arrive at the clinic after numerous inconclusive medical evaluations, their frustration mounting with each unproductive visit. Heart rate variability biofeedback, HRVB, has emerged as a promising intervention for FAP. The theoretical foundation rests on HRVB's ability to restore autonomic balance and modify central pain processing mechanisms. A typical protocol begins with respiratory training, teaching patients to breathe at their resonance frequency, typically around 6 breaths per minute. This optimal breathing rate maximizes heart rate variability and enhances parasympathetic tone. Thermal biofeedback complements HRVB in FAP treatment. Patients learn to warm their hands through focused attention and relaxation, a skill that generalizes to reduce overall autonomic arousal. The combination of these modalities helps interrupt the pain-stress cycle characteristic of FAP. Research evidence and clinical efficacy. While the theoretical foundations for treating functional abdominal pain with biofeedback are strong, current evidence places these interventions at level 2, possibly efficacious. According to Richard Govert's 2023 analysis in Evidence-Based Practice in Biofeedback and Neurofeedback, 4th edition. This rating reflects promising results from initial studies, but acknowledges the need for larger, more rigorously controlled trials. Irritable bowel syndrome, a complex symphony of symptoms. IBS presents an even more intricate clinical picture, affecting 10-20% of adults worldwide. The condition manifests as a constellation of symptoms, alternating diarrhea and constipation, abdominal pain, cramping, and various digestive disturbances. These symptoms often follow a rhythmic pattern, waxing and waning in response to stress and other triggers. The biofeedback approach to IBS builds on 5 foundational randomized controlled trials that established its efficacy. The treatment protocol typically combines rectosigmoid biofeedback with temperature training and progressive relaxation. Rectosigmoid feedback helps patients develop greater awareness and control of their digestive muscle tension, while temperature feedback promotes general autonomic regulation. Treatment typically progresses through several phases. The initial phase focuses on helping patients recognize the connection between stress, muscle tension, and digestive symptoms. Patients learn to identify early warning signs of symptom exacerbation and begin practicing basic relaxation techniques. The intermediate phase introduces more sophisticated biofeedback training. Patients work with multiple modalities simultaneously, learning to regulate both specific digestive processes and overall autonomic arousal. Home practice becomes increasingly important during this phase, with patients maintaining detailed symptom diaries to track their progress. The advanced phase focuses on generalizing these skills to real-world situations. Patients learn to apply their biofeedback skills during stressful events, while traveling, and in other challenging circumstances. This phase often includes exposure to typical trigger situations while maintaining physiological control. Research evidence and clinical efficacy. Research evidence strongly supports this approach. Studies consistently show significant reductions in IBS symptoms, with improvements in both gastrointestinal function and quality of life measures. Particularly encouraging are the long-term follow-up data, indicating that patients maintain their improvements when they continue applying their biofeedback skills. Based on 5 randomized controlled trials, Donald Moss and Mark Watkins rate rectosigmoid and temperature biofeedback combined with progressive relaxation as level 4 efficacious for IBS treatment. This rating indicates consistent positive outcomes across multiple well-designed studies, with participants showing significant reductions in gastrointestinal symptoms and improvements in overall functioning. Diabetes mellitus, managing a metabolic challenge. Diabetes mellitus represents a complex metabolic disorder where the body either fails to produce insulin or cannot effectively utilize it. The consequences extend far beyond blood sugar regulation, affecting multiple body systems through microvascular lesions in the retina, kidneys, and peripheral nerves, while also increasing the risk of cardiovascular disease. With 30 million Americans affected, 7 million undiagnosed, and another 84 million showing prediabetic elevated blood sugars, the scope of this challenge is immense. Although GLP-1 drugs, such as Mounjaro, are helping to address this crisis by enabling patients to lose weight and better control their blood sugars. Biofeedback interventions provide a complementary treatment option. Different aspects of diabetes management have shown varying levels of success with biofeedback interventions. For glycemic control, biofeedback has achieved the highest rating of efficacious and specific based on Fred Schaefer's 2023 analysis of 6 randomized controlled trials. These studies demonstrate that biofeedback-assisted relaxation training can significantly improve blood sugar regulation when integrated with standard diabetes care. The treatment protocols for glycemic control typically combine EMG biofeedback with temperature training, helping patients develop better autonomic regulation. Sessions progress from basic awareness of physiological states to active control of muscle tension and peripheral temperature. Many protocols incorporate home practice with portable monitoring devices, allowing patients to maintain their skills between clinical visits. Diabetes-related complications present their challenges and opportunities. Intermittent claudication involves cramping leg pain that occurs during exercise or physical activity. Treatment focuses on temperature biofeedback to improve peripheral circulation. While initial results are promising, larger controlled studies are still needed. Diabetic foot ulcers, affecting about 15% of diabetes patients and leading to 12 to 24% requiring amputation, show stronger evidence for biofeedback intervention. With a level 3 probably efficacious rating, temperature feedback protocols help patients improve peripheral circulation and prevent ulcer formation. The approach proves particularly valuable given that many patients have reduced sensation in their feet due to diabetic neuropathy. Diabetes mellitus, a complex metabolic symphony. Understanding the disease process. Diabetes mellitus represents far more than simply elevated blood sugar. This complex metabolic disorder unfolds like a cascading symphony where one missed note, either insufficient insulin production or cellular resistance to insulin's effects, triggers wide-ranging consequences throughout the body. The resulting hyperglycemia gradually damages blood vessels and nerves, leading to a constellation of complications: retinopathy threatening vision, nephropathy risking kidney function, neuropathy causing pain and numbness, and accelerated cardiovascular disease. Demographic landscape. The scope of diabetes in America reveals a sobering picture. 30 million affected individuals, with nearly a quarter unaware of their condition. Even more concerning, 84 million adults live with prediabetes, their blood sugars hovering in a dangerous gray zone that often presages full diabetes development. Type 2 diabetes dominates the landscape, representing over 90% of cases, while type 1 typically emerges in childhood or adolescence. Diabetic foot complications tell a particularly urgent story. Each year, about 5% of diabetes patients develop foot ulcers, and of these, between 12% and 24% face the devastating prospect of amputation. These statistics translate to thousands of preventable amputations annually, underscoring the critical importance of effective interventions. Multimodal biofeedback approaches. Biofeedback interventions for diabetes target multiple aspects of the disease process. For glycemic control, protocols typically integrate several modalities. EMG biofeedback helps patients recognize and reduce muscle tension patterns associated with stress-induced blood sugar fluctuations. Patients learn to maintain relaxed muscle states while monitoring glucose levels, gradually developing awareness of how physical tension affects their metabolic state. Temperature biofeedback addresses peripheral circulation, crucial for preventing complications. Through careful training, patients learn to increase blood flow to their extremities, particularly important for those with early neuropathy or circulation problems. The protocols progress from simple hand-warming exercises to sophisticated control of peripheral blood flow. Heart rate variability biofeedback has emerged as a promising addition, helping patients optimize autonomic regulation and reduce stress-related glucose fluctuations. Sessions typically focus on finding each patient's optimal breathing frequency to maximize heart rate variability and enhance parasympathetic tone. Evidence-based outcomes. Based on 6 RCTs, Fred Schaefer rated biofeedback for glycemic control as level 5, efficacious and specific in evidence-based practice in biofeedback and neurofeedback, 4th edition. These studies demonstrate consistent improvements in blood sugar control, with some patients achieving meaningful reductions in medication requirements. Dr. Schaefer rated biofeedback for diabetic ulcers as level 3, indicating probable efficacy. Fred Schaefer, 20123, rated biofeedback for intermittent claudication as level 2, possibly efficacious. Hyperhidrosis, when perspiration exceeds purpose. Pathophysiological understanding. Hyperhidrosis represents a dysfunction in the body's intricate thermoregulatory system. While normal sweating serves essential cooling and emotional expression functions, hyperhidrosis manifests as excessive, often constant perspiration that extends far beyond physiological needs. The condition presents in two distinct forms: generalized hyperhidrosis, affecting the entire body and often signaling underlying medical conditions, and localized hyperhidrosis, typically concentrated in specific areas like palms, soles, or axillae. Demographics and impact. The condition shows fascinating demographic patterns. Internationally, palmoplantar hyperhidrosis affects the Japanese population at rates 20 times higher than other ethnic groups, suggesting possible genetic or environmental influences. In the United States, hyperhidrosis affects 0.6 to 1% of adolescents and young adults, with localized forms typically emerging during childhood or adolescence. The impact on daily life proves profound. Patients often face significant social embarrassment and occupational challenges. Simple tasks like shaking hands or handling papers become sources of anxiety. Many individuals develop adaptive behaviors to hide their condition, leading to reduced social interaction and decreased quality of life. Biofeedback intervention strategies. The rationale for biofeedback in hyperhidrosis centers on autonomic regulation. Since sympathetic activation increases sweating and raises skin conductivity, protocols focus on teaching patients to recognize and moderate their autonomic arousal. Treatment typically progresses through several phases. Initial assessment involves careful mapping of sweating patterns and triggers. Electrodermal monitoring helps patients recognize the relationship between emotional states and sweating intensity. Visual feedback of skin conductance provides immediate information about autonomic arousal levels. Skill development focuses on reducing sympathetic activation through a combination of electrodermal biofeedback and relaxation techniques. Patients learn to maintain lower arousal levels even during challenging situations, gradually extending control periods. Integration phases help patients apply their skills in real-world situations, particularly during identified trigger events. Home practice becomes crucial, with patients maintaining logs of sweating episodes and successful regulation attempts. Evidence-based outcomes. Based on two uncontrolled and two case studies using electrodermal, GSR and SC, and WVP biofeedback for hyperhidrosis, Fred Schaefer and Brandon Schaff, 2023, rated biofeedback for hyperhidrosis as level 2, possibly efficacious, in evidence-based practice in biofeedback and neurofeedback, 4th edition. This rating was due to the limited evidence from the weak study designs and small samples. Success rates show promise. Studies report significant improvement in 60% of patients, with reduced sweating persisting at 6-week follow-up. The relaxation component appears particularly important, suggesting that stress management skills contribute significantly to long-term improvement. Motion sickness, harmonizing sensory input. Motion sickness represents a unique challenge in biofeedback applications, affecting nearly everyone under sufficiently intense conditions. The condition proves particularly problematic for pilots and astronauts, as its symptoms can become not only uncomfortable, but also potentially dangerous. The disorder emerges from conflicting inputs between vestibular, visual, and somatosensory systems. Imagine your brain receiving contradictory messages about your body's position and movement. Based on three randomized controlled trials, Schaefer and Meehan's 2023 analysis rates biofeedback for motion sickness as level 3, probably efficacious. This rating reflects consistent positive outcomes across studies, though limitations in design and sample size prevent a higher efficacy rating. The research shows particular promise in helping individuals develop better tolerance to motion challenges through enhanced physiological control. Biofeedback protocols for motion sickness typically focus on maintaining autonomic stability during vestibular challenges. Patients learn to regulate their breathing and maintain parasympathetic tone even when experiencing sensory conflicts. The training often progresses through increasingly challenging scenarios, allowing individuals to practice their regulatory skills under controlled conditions. Success stories from aviation and space programs have been particularly encouraging. Pilots trained in biofeedback techniques often report improved tolerance to complex flight maneuvers, while astronauts have successfully used these skills during space adaptation training. The applications extend beyond these specialized populations to anyone suffering from conventional motion sickness during travel. Synthesis: the future of autonomic biofeedback applications. The landscape of autonomic biofeedback applications reveals a fascinating progression in our understanding of mind-body interactions and their therapeutic potential. Across the conditions we've examined, several key themes emerge that illuminate both current success and future possibilities. The evidence hierarchy spans from our strongest findings in preeclampsia management and arthritic conditions, where level 4 and 5 ratings demonstrate robust efficacy, to promising but still developing applications in hyperhidrosis and functional abdominal pain. This range reflects the evolution of biofeedback research, with some applications having achieved clear validation while others show potential requiring further investigation. Heart rate variability biofeedback emerges as a particularly versatile intervention, showing promise across multiple conditions. Its success in treating both gastrointestinal disorders and immune function suggests fundamental mechanisms of autonomic regulation that may apply broadly across conditions. The integration of HRV biofeedback with other modalities, particularly temperature and EMG feedback, creates comprehensive treatment protocols that address multiple physiological systems simultaneously. Clinical applications demonstrate the importance of individualized protocols. While standardized approaches provide a foundation, successful treatment often requires careful tailoring to each patient's specific presentation and needs. The progression from basic awareness training through skill development to real-world application remains consistent across conditions, though the specific techniques and timeline vary significantly. The role of home practice and skill generalization proves crucial across all applications. Successful outcomes correlate strongly with patients' ability to transfer biofeedback skills from the clinical setting to daily life. This highlights the importance of designing protocols that facilitate independent practice and application. Looking forward, several promising directions emerge. The integration of newer technologies, including mobile applications and remote monitoring capabilities, may expand access to these interventions. Ongoing research into the mechanisms of autonomic regulation may reveal new applications and refine existing protocols. The potential for preventive applications, particularly in conditions like preeclampsia and diabetes, suggests exciting possibilities for early intervention. The field faces important challenges as well. The need for larger, more rigorously controlled studies remains paramount, particularly for applications currently at lower evidence levels. Questions about optimal protocol design, treatment duration, and maintenance strategies require further investigation. The integration of biofeedback with other therapeutic approaches needs continued exploration to maximize clinical outcomes. Despite these challenges, the breadth and depth of positive outcomes across multiple conditions suggest a robust future for autonomic biofeedback applications. As our understanding of autonomic regulation continues to evolve, and as technology provides new tools for intervention, the potential for expanding these applications grows. The field stands at an exciting intersection of established success and promising innovation, poised for continued development in service of improved patient care.